That is Post Malone Circles on Today FM. It is Allison Curtis with you. It is Weekend Breakfast, and we're excited about this. Our next guest rose to fame as a finalist in the Great British Bake Off, and he really impressed judges with his structural marvels. Since then, he's flexed his skills with Discovery Science and the BBC, and now the Northern Irish Cambridge University graduate is back and putting crumbs on seats with his new show. His combined two favorite things, baking and engineering, and he's come together with a show called Baking Impossible. And it is so much fun. Andrew joins us now. Andrew Smith, how are you?
I'm great, Allison. I'm doing very well. Thank you. Very excited this week.
It is such a good show. Now, I find myself rather tense watching it, but it is so good. So I'm going to play a clip just from the trailer, and it's on Netflix now so people can get a taste of it.
Welcome to the inventive and delicious world of Baking Impossible. Boundaries will be broken. Unimaginable cakes will be created. They'll bake and build incredible, engineered, mouth-watering marvels that will be put to the ultimate test. Science has never tasted so sweet.
We're demanding incredible ingenuity to make the impossible just about possible.
I thought it was a tin.
Oh my gosh.
How you've managed to get that cake so moist is amazing.
This is a show-stopping, magnificent dessert.
Because this is Baking Impossible. We do crazy stuff with cake.
Andrew, you've really put it to the contestants and you made it so tricky. Give people an idea of what Baking Impossible is actually all about.
So Baking Impossible, the big things that our contestants have to make, they don't just have to look incredible, they have to do incredible things. So we teamed up bakers, professional bakers and professional engineers who had never met each other before into teams of two. And we gave them what we're calling these Baconarian challenges. So to give you a flavour of the kind of thing we asked them to do, in the first episode, they've got to make an edible model boat that not only has to look magnificent, but it has to sail down a channel propelled by the wind. And in later episodes, we have an edible fashion show. We have an edible mini golf course. We even have an edible crash test with gelatin seatbelts. It's truly wild and absolutely brilliant.
And now the first episode, some of the creations with the boat. So you gave them, was it 20 feet and they had to cross it within a certain amount of time? Like, and we won't give too much away, but one of the creations that from a couple that stayed in the program was one of the most beautiful things I'd ever seen. And it was actually able to sail.
It was incredible. I helped kind of develop the challenges for the show because I kind of had that Baconarian background, I guess. So I had it in my own mind how I might tackle the challenges, but some of the creativity we saw from the contestants was amazing. And I think in that first episode, some people really, you know, floated to the surface and did really well. A few others, especially some who maybe came from a cake decorating background, it was a real shock to the system because it's not very often that a cake decorator gets given a brief for a floating cake. Yeah. So I think it caught some of them off guard and they didn't listen to their engineers enough.
I know, Andrew, I did feel sorry for the contestants. A few of them, the pairings, as soon as they put the boats in the water, they just sunk and you were like, oh God. Because that was, is it 9 hours or something they have to put the creations together?
Yeah, so we increase in scale and time throughout the series. So to start with, it's 9 hours. So, I mean, we start at longer than any bake-off challenge there's ever been. So we really set the marker down early on that these are going to be big, long projects for them to work on. But some of those cakes, when they came over to the water, I was looking at them thinking, if that floats, blimey, I will be really surprised. And yes, some of them had some issues in the first challenge.
But you're basically putting two disciplines to people. So not only, you know yourself as a contestant from the Great British Bake Off, like that's an intense, like that's really intense thing to be part of. And, you know, you're creating under that kind of pressure, but you've now not just made it, you know, they have to make it tasty because then of course there's Joanne Chang, who's an award-winning baker who's tasting the food. They have to have these creations made that are like aerodynamic, like they're completely engineered structures. So you're really putting it to them. Like it's probably quite stressful for them.
Oh yeah, no, they are definitely stressed. And I mean, it's fair to say there's a few baking shows out there which might be a bit, I'd say, you know, derivative where they have a little tweak. This is something that none of them have seen before, none of them have done before. So they were coming in completely fresh. So we tried to, provide them with all the tools. So I helped design kind of this dream workshop, you know, every tool. On one side, we had the pantry with all the baked goods. On the other side, we've got 3D printers, laser cutters, saws. It's kind of an engineer's dream on one side, a baker's dream on the other. And they can both go to their workshops and come back to create in the middle.
But Andrew, this must be a dream come true because you've really put your stamp on it and you've, you know, coined Baconarian and, you know, you yourself are combining your two loves. So this must really be, you must pinch yourself thinking this has come together. It's on Netflix. It's a huge platform and it's actually out there now.
It's all a bit bonkers, really, Alison. I mean, when it finally went on the other day, because it's been about 3 years in the making from when I first kind of pitched the idea all the way through development, and then we obviously had the pandemic and filming and everything, to finally see it there on the app was a pinch myself moment. I think we were top five in the US kids yesterday ahead of Shark Dog, so I don't know if that's a mark of success yet or not.
That is.
But I'll take it. I'll take anything. I'm just relieved it's out there and people can enjoy it.
But Andrew, as well, like, think about how much... Like, you know, I talk about my daughter in particular, and I'm like, you know, she doesn't reach for a book very often, but she would reach for the science experiments or, you know, want to create something. So, you know, her watching this is remarkable. I can see how gripped she was already. I was telling you off air, she went ahead and went through the last episode, and I was like, I told you to pause it. I was just going to the bathroom. I was going to come back and watch it with you or whatever. But you must be like, do you have a realization of how much you might inspire a generation?
Well, I'm really hoping that's the case, because sometimes I think as engineers, we have a bit of an unfair reputation for being a bit grey or boring. And actually, my experience has been totally different. It's been a really creative job for me. It's been fascinating people, problem solving all the time. So I really wanted to kind of channel that into a fun way to celebrate the fun of engineering rather than it being serious all the time. And if that helps to inspire more people to get into it. I mean, we need a lot of engineers in the world to solve the problems that we've got. So anything I can do to help that along, especially if it's edible. I mean, I always find a bit of cake is the way to people's hearts. So if you can squeeze a bit of engineering in there, it just helps grease the wheels.
It's a win-win-win. Do you think that Paul Hollywood will be jealous? Because, you know, obviously this is a Netflix show. It's big. Do you think he's going, oh...
I think Paul's probably very comfortable. I think he has several Aston Martins, so I don't think he's losing much sleep at night about how little Andrew's doing with his new series. So, but you
he'll
know
have
what?
To offer you to a handshake.
Yeah, finally, the elusive handshake that I never thought. I would love, if he wants to come on the show, I would welcome it, because I reckon we could make him sweat in the tent. It'd be fun to have the tables turn, I tell you.
Oh my God, seriously, that would be so good. And you've got great judges there as well. And like, this is not to be sneezed at. The overall prize is $100,000.
Oh yeah, no, we've gone, you know, over here, it's, you know, a cake stand and glory is the prize. You know, we had to get a little bit more American for this. So there's a cash prize on the table, which is referred to quite a lot during the series. I had to choose my battles with some of that. But it means there's really something on the line. It's a life-changing sum of money.
Yeah.
You know, these teams have never met before. They're going to share the prize money, whoever the winning team is. So they've got to learn from one another. They can't just work independently. They've got to learn each other's trade.
And it's funny the way it's set up. And I really do encourage people to watch it. But you immediately get your favorite pairings. Like, immediately, you're like, because of how they have bonded with each other.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's some who had more natural chemistry from the off than others. And I think others, it was a bit more of a bumpy ride to learning how to work together. But that was all part of the fun. I mean, as judges, we had to obviously remain kind of a certain step back to be able to objectively judge them all. But you could see quite often the teams that got on well and were communicating, that was clearly reflected in the end result that you could see at the end.
It's such a fun show. And I mean, it's just, you're such a lovely person, and for something really nice to come to you from your own, like, this is your idea, this is your doing, and it's just such a proud moment for you. So Baking Impossible, Netflix now, and it's been described as Bake Off and Scrap Heap Challenge mixed together. It's so good. And Andrew, continued success. Like, I'm fascinated to see what's next for you, because I know you probably have a list of ideas as long as anything. And thank you so much for your time this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me, Alison.
Thank you. Take care. Bye. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis
and Cadbury. There's a glass and a half.